This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Of the $1.9 trillion in COVID relief that President Biden and congressional Democrats are proposing, $350 billion is set aside for state and local governments. And one big goal of sending money to states is to get government employees back to work. Well over a million have been furloughed or laid off and still aren't back on the payroll, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
LaVon Pledger is a single dad with two teenagers living in Norfolk, Virginia. In March, the city closed the rec center where he ran youth and family programs.
Up until June, we were working virtually, and then I was furloughed.
With no pay or benefits. Then, in December, he and more than 50 other city employees got laid off permanently.
I have not been doing super great. I live in public housing. I got promoted to my full-time position, and I was in the process of purchasing a home as a homeowner and having, you know, that kind of equity. Clearly, that fell through.
Pledger has a lot of company, says Lee Saunders, president of AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
We have lost over 1.3 million public service jobs, and a high percentage are people of color and women.
Those layoffs work out to about one in six state and local government workers before the pandemic, says Michael Leachman at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
It's much more job loss than happened in the Great Recession, which was the Great Recession, right?
And part of the reason government's cutting jobs is the same as it was then, says Leachman, falling tax revenues because businesses have closed and fewer people have been working. Also, there's the pandemic itself. Schools closed for in-person learning didn't need as many teachers, janitors, cafeteria workers, and bus drivers.
As schools and colleges and universities go back to normal operations, those employees will be needed to be hired again.
But without hundreds of billions in new federal aid, state and local governments won't be able to provide the money to do that, says Julia Wolf at the Economic Policy Institute.
Many of them will be tempted to pursue austerity, the same mistake that they made last time around in the Great Recession.
After which it took years to restore public sector employment. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.